Welcome back, everybody, and happy leap day. According to an article in NPR, there are approximately 5 million people that were born on this day. The so-called leaplings will celebrate their actual birthdays on this rare day. Some famous leaplings include Ja Rule, the famous rapper, and Tony Robbins, the famous motivational speaker. Happy birthday if you are one of the leaplings. Other people will spend leap day commemorating a leap day wedding, having taken the leap. Others may be celebrating an engagement or an anniversary. We also explored the origins of Leap Day in our episode entitled It's Already New Year on Christmas Island. Please check it out if you have not done so. For us here at the Top Speed 160 podcast, I wanted to thank all my listeners and subscribers out there for your continued support. With this episode, we will have reached a milestone, I said, of 10 episodes for our first season. Thank you all so much. As you take a stroll around your neighborhood, you may have noticed that some of the trees that shed their leaves during the winter are now beginning to sprout buds around their bare branches and stems. Have you ever wondered how trees are able to survive through the changes in the weather? Winter is a period of slowed metabolic activities where the tree conserves energy by reducing its physiological processes. The tree's growth, nutrient absorption, and other metabolic activities are minimized. Some trees shed their leaves in fall as a strategy to conserve water and energy loss. Loss of leaves help prevent water loss during the dry and colder winter months. Did you know that some trees produce antifreeze substances such as sugars and proteins within their cells to help prevent ice crystals from forming inside the cells and damaging them? Trees also store energy in their roots, which they can then use in periods of reduced photosynthesis in the winter. Some trees also develop insulation scales around their buds to prevent damage in the winter. Trees are able to sense the changes in day length, which helps them prepare for the changes in the weather. Warm temperatures play a crucial role in signaling to trees that winter has ended. As temperatures rise in spring, biochemical processes within the tree are triggered. One important process is the activation of enzymes that kickstart metabolic activities, allowing the tree to resume growth. As mentioned earlier, trees are sensitive to changes in day length, and this serves as a reliable indicator of the changing seasons. As days lengthen with the arrival of spring, trees receive signals that it's time to break dormancy. Longer daylight hours prompt the tree to initiate growth and the flowering process. Within the tree, there are hormonal changes that occur during dormancy. As winter progresses, the balance of hormones within the tree shifts, and this balance is critical for the tree to transition from dormancy to active growth. The breaking of bud dormancy involves the activation of growth-promoting hormones. The choice of the title Breaking Bad for this podcast was a creative play on words. The term Breaking Bad is a play on the popular TV series title Breaking Bad, which is known for its intense storyline about a chemistry teacher turned methamphetamine producer. According to Vince Gilligan, in an interview that he did in NPR in 2009, quote, if we find out the exact expiration of our lives, if we found out when we were going to be checking out, will that free us to do bold and courageous things? Either good or bad things, hopefully good things, end quote. The term bird in this podcast refers to the growth and development of plants, usually after a period of dormancy in the winter months. This growth and development can also be a metaphor for personal growth. According to a research study published by the European Journal of Social Psychology, it takes approximately 2 months for a new habit to become automatic. Can you believe it has already been 60 days into the new year? It is a good time to check back into the resolutions that we made in 2024. Have you been following through with your resolutions? Are you sticking with the plan? If you have not done so, this will be a good time as any to take a leap on leap day. Could also be the start of breaking some bad habits. As with the other countless people, make this extra day count as a marker for a new chapter for you, a guidepost for your goals, and a day for renewal or celebration. It's not just another Thursday. Just ask the Liplings. Thanks for listening, everyone. Please like and subscribe. Thank you so much, and see you in the next one.